Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contained.
What's your name tonight? Hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. This is actually a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host, and I'm going to be here with you just for the next 30 minutes, I believe it is. Yes, we'll be on the air tonight just for 30 minutes. Those of you that may have been with us last night, we certainly do apologize to you for the inconvenience. We experienced technical difficulty, and so tonight we're going to be on the air. And tonight's topic is actually going to be a series that we're doing. It's called What It Means to Believe Even When You Can't See It. What It Means to Believe Even When You Can't See It. So we're going to pray right now. Father God, we invite you into this message tonight. Speak through me for the people that you want to hear this message. We praise you and we thank you and we adore and worship you. In Christ's name I pray, amen. All right, we're going to be joined with a special guest this evening and someone who's gone through some things in life, and she's going to be sharing just a little bit of her experience with us and telling us a little bit about her story as recent as perhaps a hospital visit that I had an opportunity to visit her in. And she's just going to give some information. You know, she'll give a first name, and she's going to just share a little bit with us. And then I'm going to ask her a series of questions on what makes her believe. And you know, believe can be the fill in the blank, believe in God, believe in herself, believe in hope, believe in faith. Just what makes, you know, like tonight is what makes you believe even when you can't see it. Now, many of you all of age, over the age of probably 30, have probably heard of Muhammad Ali. Well, he's passed away now. But Muhammad Ali, growing up as a, you know, as a fighter, and he came to enter into the ring because someone actually stole his bicycle. And I think he was, if my mind serves me correctly, from what I know about his story, he was about 11 years old. And so he wanted to get revenge on the person that took his bicycle. If it's not, the story is not accurate, you can go back and check it. And it's very similar to this. Some of the details may not be as accurate, but I believe from what my account of the recollection of it, will go along with some of what I'm saying. I think you'll get the gist. Well, Muhammad Ali, being a young man at the time, only 11, he wanted to get revenge, and he went looking for his bicycle. And I don't remember whether or not he found it, but he was so angry that I believe someone pointed him out to do something about his anger. And I think Muhammad Ali went on. At the time, he was called Cassius Clay. He grew up as Cassius Clay. And so he got into a gym and he learned to fight. And I think he was watching, even learned moves, the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis. And so, you know, so he began to watch things. And Muhammad Ali felt that he could do that. And as he Cassius Clay then, and then as he got older, he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, became Muslim. And so in doing so, Muhammad Ali felt you know, he had his slogan, I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. No one can whoop me. No one can beat me. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You know, you can't hit what your eyes can't see. So I want to focus right there on that. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't hit what your eyes can't see. And so with that in mind, you know, I begin to think tonight as I'm bringing this message to you all. And the message being what it means to believe even when you can't see it. And so even in his words, and he said, you know, you can't hit what your eyes can't see. Muhammad Ali was portraying his ability, his skill as a fighter to be able to move about in such a way that it made him so fast. You know, but he started with that mindset, believing in himself, and also having his spiritual relationship with his God. You know, Elijah Muhammad or Allah, whomever his God was, he had a belief in something greater than himself. And having that belief, I believe it was of such that it caused him to have the confidence in his skills, in his ability, that he could go on and challenge any man out there, because of what he believed in himself, the confidence he had in himself, the confidence, the faith that he had in his God. And so tonight I'm asking the question, you know, in a statement format, what it means to believe even when you can't see it. Even when you can't see it. And as Muhammad Ali would say, you can't hit what your eyes can't see. So in other words, he believed that he was so fast that by the time you swing your arm, he was already out of your visibility. And so the question tonight, you know, how does faith work? Does faith really work like that? Because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. How can you have evidence when you haven't seen it? So we're going to be bringing in our special guest this evening. And we're going to ask her a series of questions. But let's go ahead first and welcome our special guest for the evening. And remember, we're only going to be doing, this is your half-hour inspiration program. And it's only going to be a very short program tonight. Okay, we're going to bring in Joy. Joy, thank you, first of all, for being on the show tonight. This show is called Your Half Hour Inspirational Programming. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. So thank you for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you. Joy, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening, Dr. Walker.
Thank you so much for joining us. Joy, we want to find out. Let me just ask you a series of questions, and then I'll also speak. My first question that I want to start out with tonight, for you, what does it mean to believe even when you can't see it? What does that mean to you? And then I want you to answer, giving you a recollection, thought about Muhammad Ali, calling himself the greatest, and float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You can't hit what your eyes can't see, in parallel to tonight's topic. So first off, what does it mean to you to believe even when you can't see it?
Well, it gives you hope. You know, hope and having faith in something higher and supreme, better than us, bigger than us, better than man, put it that way. That's the way I see it, bigger than man.
I like that, what you're saying, bigger than man. How does that relate to faith? And just before you answer that one, tell me, you recall Muhammad Ali and how he, give me your thoughts on Muhammad Ali as he talked about you can't hit what your eyes can't see.
I was a fan of his. I followed him. I loved watching him fight. I just enjoyed watching him, period. I thought he was very comical, but he spoke a lot of truth and a lot of things to me.
Okay. So when he said, you can't hit what your eyes can't see, what do you think he meant by that?
Well, if you can't see it, you can't. You can't touch it.
Mm-hmm. I think that is so true. Mm-hmm. That is so mm-hmm. true. So tonight, I know that you've shared with me that you had a recent hospital visit, and because I came to visit you at the hospital, and you shared with me some of the struggles financially that you've been going through. Why don't you just briefly tell us how you maintain your strength and your faith, even when you realize that you didn't even receive a paycheck for being out for a couple of weeks? And how do you just maintain your strength to go on? Because, the average person, in my opinion, I believe, would just be devastated if nothing came and they were expecting a paycheck. You know, when you have an expectation of something and it doesn't happen, it can bring tremendous disappointment. So how do you manage that?
Well, my faith in God and my hope, I do trust and believe that He won't let me down. I put all my trust in Him. He will see me through. He always has, and I honestly believe He always will. He will bear my burdens for me, but I have to trust Him. So I can't worry about it.
Okay. So that's how you see it then. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, Joy, we're pretty much coming up on our show being out of time tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to thank you, and we're going to continue this next week if you are available, because we're clearly out of time. Tonight was only going to be a test run also of getting us back on track for our show for next week and then for next Friday. So listen, Joy, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us live on the air, and I certainly look forward to talking with you very soon again. Thank you, and you have a great evening.
You're welcome. Anytime, Dr. Walker.
All right. Listen, you all, we're out of time. This was just going to be a little short series. Next week, we're going to bring you another part of what it means to bleed even when you can't see. So join us back here live next Thursday. Join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, when the topic will be, would you change your religion if you married someone of a different faith? And that was the topic that we were scheduled to bring you last evening. But due to technical difficulties, of which we apologize for, we hope to air the full broadcast and bring it to you live next Thursday. So join us here next Thursday, or if you choose to bypass next Thursday, join us back here live next Friday for your half-hour inspirational programming. Until either next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Yes, we were. We're back here live to do a continuation of what it means to believe, even when you can't see. So we have only a few more minutes left on this part. So what we're going to do is I want to share with you all some of the topics that we're going to be doing in the very near future. And I want you to stay tuned for those. There's going to be some of the upcoming broadcasts that we're going to be doing. So I want you to pay particular attention to that so that you can make a note of it. You can contact us at any point in time. You can call the office at 954-367-6766. At any point in time, you can call our office, and you can even have a one-on-one discussion with me simply by calling 954-367-6766. All right, I want to go now and take a few minutes just to bring you all in with some of the things that what we're going to be doing in the very near future, some of the sermon topics that we're going to be looking at. And that way you can feel free to send a note, go to my website, drjwalker.com. You know, that will be one of the things that you can do. You can also send us an email, jwalkersenior7@aol.com. That's J, the letter J, Walker, SR7@aol.com. We'll be more than happy to entertain that. I just want to take a few minutes and go over some of the upcoming topics that we're thinking about in terms of our Friday night, the Friday night half-hour inspirational programming. This is the Friday night ministry that I do. I think that all of us are ministers or ambassadors that God has perhaps called to be our brother's keeper, even, you know, to do things to help each other out when we're in need, and even when we're not in need, just, you know, as you're blessed, bless someone else. So some of the topics that we're going to be talking about in the upcoming weeks, we have one of the messages that we're going to present will be Tame Your Tongue. You know, they said that the tongue is the hardest thing to tame. So we're going to be talking about that. Another topic that has been presented to us is spiritually dead. You know, the Bible talks about man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so if we want to become spiritually alive or resuscitated, then what I believe we're going to have to do is we're going to have to read God's word, and not only read God's word, but we're going to have to study God's word. I believe that our breath, that when, you know, man became a living being when God breathed into his nostrils, and that's when man became a living being. And so in order for that living being to be sustained, I mean, we have to eat the physical food. It gives us the nutrients and all of the things that are required of the body, of the flesh. But just like the body has mechanisms from that physical element that's required to sustain it, you know, because if you go so long without food, you're going to begin to lose weight. Without water, you become dehydrated, and all kind of stuff can just start to happen to you. So we know the necessity of food. We know how important it is for having water, because our bodies are made of three-quarters water, according to science. So we're there. So to be spiritually dead means that we're not somehow or other connected to God on a regular basis. So I encourage you all to take a moment, find your way of creating your spiritual relationship, find your spiritual awakening so that you can become, you know, walk with God like Enoch. The Bible talks about the fact that Enoch did not die. He was taken, you know, because he walked with God. And so one of the other topics that we're going to be doing is abundant life living, abundant life. You know, there are people who basically out there who you ask how they're doing, and they will, you know, proudly tell you, or maybe not so proudly, they'll say, I'm surviving, I'm surviving. Well, you know, the Word of God says that, Christ says, I came that you would have life, that you would have life and have it more abundantly. So we're going to, one of our upcoming topics is going to be abundant life. You don't want to miss these shows that are coming up because, you know, abundance doesn't mean, to me, abundance is more than enough. It's abundance. You know, you're talking about abundant life. That means there's a plenty of it. There's an overflow. When I think about the word abundance, you know, abundant life. And so we're also going to be looking at other shows like Just in Case stuff. Just in case, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King talked about a show. He did a sermon, and I also want to take a look at that same sermon that he did. He say, you know, some people have that what if faith versus though faith, if faith versus though for faith. And so he was talking about in this sermon, he talks about Job, and he talks about one of the other characters in the Bible. I can't recall his name right now, but you, when we are ready to do that topic, I will have the information for you. But you know, there were those who would say, well, I will serve God if he does this for me. I will go to church if he does this for me. I will give a faithful tithe if he does this for me. Those are the ones that he was talking about with the if faith. And then, yeah, one of the other characters, the Hebrew boys, that's who it was, the Hebrew boys, Meshach, Abednego, and then there's the other third son, Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I may be getting one of them wrong because we are not looking at it right off the bat right now. But the Hebrew boys, and they, when they were placed in the lion's den, let me make sure I got my stories right here in the fire furnace, which you got Daniel in the lion's den. And so Daniel say, when he was placed in the lion's den, and the lions were hungry. I mean, hungry. And so, because he wouldn't bow down to the king. And so, they placed him in the den. And Daniel had that faith, that dough faith. And so did the Hebrew boys. They had that dough faith, too. That, you know, if God allows this lion to devour me, I will still serve him. Though he allow that to happen, I will still serve him. And then the Hebrew boys who were placed in the fiery furnace, that's what their story is. Yes, I got a little twisted. I apologize for that. They were placed in the fiery furnace. And so they say that we will not bow down to the king. And though, you know, we're placed to be in this fiery furnace, but if I, you know, I will not bow down to the king. And if God doesn't deliver us, yet we will serve him. Though he may not deliver us, we're going to serve him anyway. And so you got the ones who have the if faith, and then you got the ones who have the though faith. And then you got to ask yourself the question, which category do I want to fall in? Do I want to be the one that says, well, God, if you do this here, based on the condition that you're setting to the creator of the universe, or you want to be one of those that, though God, you let me go through a struggle, like we had Joy on the phone tonight that talked about she just has her belief. She talked about having her faith. You know, despite of what she's going through, and she's going to be joining us again perhaps next week. You know, that's when you know that you've got that though faith. Though you can't, you know, because we're talking about, you know, believing even when you can't see it. What it means to believe even when you can't see it. And that's the people who have that dope faith, that it talks about faith, the substance of things hoped for, evidence of the things not seen. Yet will I serve you, God. Yet will I serve you. Though you slay me, yet will I serve you. And see, those are the people that I believe God is calling for, you know, to make a difference in the world. The ones who have that dope faith. And so that's a powerful thing, because that's believing when there is no way you can see it. You know, that's believing when you have no way of knowing that your bills are going to be paid, but you got that faith and you can't even see it. So these are ones that we want to bring out. And let me go to just, we're running out of time here, clearly. But let me get back to another show that we're going to be doing, all to glorify God and to help the people, his children, who are called by his name. If your happiness costs me my happiness, then your happiness is too expensive. So we want to look at what that means, you know, to you. You know, if you're in a relationship with someone and you feel as if their happiness is costing you your own happiness, you know, that you're not happy with them. If their happiness is costing you your happiness, meaning in this case that in order for them to be happy, they're making you unhappy. That's unhealthy. And because it goes on to say that then your happiness is too expensive. Another show that we've got coming up for your half-hour inspirational programming that you don't want to miss. They think they're going to freedom, but they're going to be chained. You don't want to miss that one. And we're running out of time, so I just want to go through these rather fast right now. Every setback is a comeback. Oh, you definitely don't want to miss that one. Every setback is a comeback. You know, and there's a song. We're going to be doing a sermon on this one, a message on this one. He'll do it again. The songwriter talks about he'll do it again and again and again. And this is a sermon you don't want to miss. Playing the religion card, similar to race card. We're going to be doing a sermon on that one. Then we're going to talk about generational attitude. Generational attitude. Did your mother have an attitude that now you've got that same type of attitude? Did your father have an attitude and you've got that same type of attitude too? We're talking about behind the scenes. We're talking about behind the scenes. We're also going to be doing a show upcoming. I'll give you three more. Favor ain't fair. Topic that favor ain't fair. And then we got another one coming up, eyewitness. And then a couple more, the messenger's process in order for him to carry the weight of the message. The messenger is processed in order for him to carry the weight of the message. And then the other show we've got, if he is not Lord of all, then he is not Lord at all. These are some of the topics that we're going to be bringing forward to you all in your half-hour inspiration program. And I certainly hope that you will join us Friday night from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're out of time now, and I want to thank all of you all for joining us, and I hope to hear from you all. I hope you'll join us on next Thursday's show, the Dr. Jesse Walks Show, or if you choose to bypass that show, join us back here live next Friday for your half-hour inspirational programming. Until Thursday or until Friday, I say to my listening audience once again around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.